Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we're talking with Sharon Weissman, who is a Tai Chi instructor. And actually, there's one thing that just came to mind. I thought of before, like you're saying about the balance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I read this someplace. It's an Indian thing that when you're having a battle inside in your body, and it's two bears fighting, two lions fighting, whatever it is. One is good, one is bad. And the little boy comes to his father and basically says, how do I get him to stop? Well, why does it keep going? It depends on which one you keep feeding. And
correct.
It's so true, because if you're cranky and you keep feeding that, I'm going to get madder and madder at you. At one point, you got to turn around and say, go the other way. Because you're right, it takes two people to have this all. And even if it's in your head. It takes you to keep it going. Like, oh, I'm mad at her. Why did she do that to me? Why did he do that to me? Once you stop feeding it, all of a sudden it's like, it's gone. It's going to go away eventually.
Yes.
But why wait for 3 days? Let's close it out today and move forward. But that's coming from a sharing that you're giving, which clicked in my head. But the point is, how does somebody get in touch with you? Do you do individual classes, group, you know? Explain that just before
okay.
we continue on.
So I will do individual, I will do group, whatever someone or group of people need.
Okay.
So I will travel to people's houses if necessary. I work for the Jewish Community Center on Minetta Hill Road in Plainview.
The JCC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm the JCC in Roslyn.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I teach a class. In fact, right after the show, I'm teaching my Friday class.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I teach there. And I have a nice group going on. They're doing very well. I'm so proud of them.
Good.
And I've seen changes. I've seen balance changes. I've seen body mechanics change tremendously. And that's really a good thing. You know, I'm going to respond to what you were talking about. Yes, it's what we feed. And this is where Tai Chi is, the meditation part. You go within yourself, and it helps you understand what you're feeding. Because now you're learning to go within yourself. Now, very importantly, the breathing, we don't breathe from the chest. We breathe from the lower belly. And those who've done martial arts have heard the word Datien. It's the lower belly. You breathe. You open that up because that's where the chi is stimulated. So you breathe in and you breathe out the same way. Your chest doesn't really move up so much. So people with COPD and other respiratory issues start to enhance their breathing capacity. Also, if you work out and you need to learn how to breathe properly when you lift weights.
Right.
And this goes for anybody in their 20s up until their 60s, 70s, 80s, if you're lifting weights. It's breathing properly.
Okay. A phone number.
Phone number. If you want to
read. If you want. Yeah, whatever you want to
get. Yeah, sure. My phone number is 516-782-8744. That is my cell. So it's 516-782-8744. You could email me. My email is AstroWeave, AstroWeave, at AOL.com.
Okay. And that's it. And that person then reaching out to Sharon, you'll find out particulars if you want to have an individual.
Correct.
Have a consultation. You go to Sharon, Sharon will come to you, which is important because some people prefer a class because
right.
they can blend in.
Right.
But some people shouldn't be in a class, I think. Some people need that one-on-one where you turn around and say, what are you doing? You're like hiding in this group here.
Right.
You're coming every week, but you're not doing anything.
Right.
You know.
It's got to be consistent. Tai Chi helps when there's consistency, and a lot of the tests and research people have done, you can find it on the internet. Harvard Medical's done a lot of work. A magazine that you can buy is called Qi, the Journal of Traditional Eastern Health and Fitness. And Qi spelled Q-I.
Okay.
C-H-I is also proper, but this magazine is Q-I. And they give a lot of medical research and backup to all the things I'm talking about.
Just when you... I know Ann swims. She swims 7 days a week.
Right.
Some people lift weights 2 days a week. Some people jog 4 days a week. Is there the ultimate chi, tai chi, like three times a week, every day, in the afternoon, or it goes what you works for you?
All right. So
you're not doing it, as you said earlier. This is not like you're trying to lose 50 pounds, so you're taking tai chi.
No.
This is for you to improve your balance. You're find the middle way in your life, basically.
Right. This is about empowering people.
Okay.
From senior citizens, especially, and vets. Very, very much so, especially with the PTSD and all the other neurological issues these poor guys are facing, and women. There is no perfect amount of time to do this. I will tell you, I do it 7 days a week, at least an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. But that is me.
Okay,
that is
what I
want to achieve. And I imagine as I get older, because I'm 60 now, I will do it more.
Okay.
It's my passion.
Do you, when you're finished with this, would you open up a Snickers bar or Three Musketeers or something like that? Or do you also sort of balance this nutritionally in any way?
Good question, Ann. I am a kosher, gluten-free vegetarian. And that's been a process for the last 40 years.
I just want to tell you, John's a vegetarian, correct?
Yay, John.
Well, yes,
you're a vegetarian. So vegetarian to vegetarian.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a process over 40 years. My mother had a lot of physical issues and health issues.
Oh, okay.
And she was searching, and she turned me on to juicing in 1980.
Wow.
So I was juicing in the weird one, but it's paid off tremendously. So, yes, I believe dietary habits are important. You don't have to go as strict as I do.
Right.
Let's be realistic, folks. And you don't have to be so perfect all the time. Cheating is good. Cheating is healthy. You know, if you
50%
want
of the marriages in this country end in divorce. So the lawyers love you for saying that.
We're talking about food.
Okay.
So, but what I'm talking about is having a balance and finding those foods that work for you. You have to have protein without a doubt. You have to have some fats and you have to have some carbs. But I find as I've aged, my dietary habits have definitely shifted, even in the vegetarian realm. And the gluten-free is because most Ashkenazi Jews, Russian, Polish, German, and those who aren't familiar, have gluten issues.
Okay.
So they have found through studies. So it's, you know, it's something to think about. You know, the older you are, we see a lot of elderly reach for the carbs, the sweetness of life. There are other ways to do this. But the most important thing is they have to keep moving. Anybody has to keep moving. Those people who sit all day at the desk. As a massage therapist, I have found that 95% of the people I work on have back problems. And that's incredible. That's a problem.
Right.
Because that's your power. So by doing things like swimming or tai chi, even yoga to some degree, you will reap the benefits and loosen up that lower back.
Now, just briefly talk about the benefits of massage and what that does.
Well, that doesn't do much. You're just laying on the bed for the table.
Right. Well, that
I love it, but it's...
Yeah.
Well, doesn't it get the blood flowing?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Right.
So here's the thing, folks. In Chinese medicine, qi flows with blood. So if you go to an acupuncturist or even, you know, massage therapy... As a massage therapist, we're stimulating the circulation, helping with pain, helping you to relax, treating you if you, you know, do sports or you need a medical massage. Yes, we open everything up and we help. So by moving the blood, you're moving the energy. But it's different when you're doing it for yourself. When you're doing your tai chi, you can start to sweat, which is quite interesting. Massage will help tremendously. I've been doing it about 30 years, and yeah, it helps people. But here's the thing with Tai Chi, you can do it for yourself. You don't need somebody else, except for teaching you the forms, to do it for you. So that's what I like. It's more of an active thing, where as a massage therapist, I'm passively helping you.
I find, or at least with massage, that I sleep a lot better. But it's the combination. I can't say it's only the massage. I do the swimming because between the swimming and the massage, I can get at least 8 hours of good, solid sleep where I wasn't quite getting that before I was doing this.
Right.
Have you found also that?
Yes. Tai Chi will help definitely with sleep disorders and things of that nature. Why? Because you're starting to relax the body. And as you make those neural pathways in that relaxation state, and maybe you're thinking about the moves, they calm the mind. If you watch someone do Tai Chi, it's very calming. Very calming, even just for the spectator. Just think about what it could do for you if you start to work with Tai Chi. You will definitely sleep better. Because we all know that elderly people have problems sleeping. Well, they say activity helps you sleep because you're moving your body. When you're constantly just sitting around, it's much more challenging when nighttime hits to sleep and sleep through.
We were in Taiwan, I forget, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and Ho Chi Minh Park we were at, and any morning you walk by there, I'm not exaggerating, if I don't say thousands of people, just in poses, and all seniors. I mean, it was very. I mean, I'm sure young people do it too, but they're in school or wherever they were doing. But it was amazing. It was September, I think. So the weather was nice, and they were every day. And we were going places. You know, we weren't going into it, but it was amazing how, you know. And I'm involved with the Great Neck Social Center, and they have Tai Chi class there. That you know, and it. Only started maybe 2 years ago with an influx of Asian people into the neighborhood. But it's a well-attended class. It's amazing, actually. What's more amazing is we're out of time.
Yes.
I just looked up. It's amazing. This was really, Sharon, the sharing was unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Again, very knowledgeable.
Sharon's number is 516-782-8744. And of course, you can just call 311, which is the number for the town, and we have everything documented, and we'll give out Sharon's number. And I want to thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed being here.
And good luck with your class at the JCC coming up.
Thank you.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.